Penguin Random House Audio presents Host by Robin Cook. Read for you by George Guidel. Prologue. The following private journal entries were written by the late Kate Hurley. A 37-year-old, physically fit, played lots of tennis and was careful about her diet, moderately compulsive, third-grade elementary school teacher, and doting mother of two boys aged 11 and 8. Until her death during a horrific home invasion, she lived with her family at 1440 Bayview Drive in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, across the harbor from Charleston. The house stands in a relatively secluded wooded section at the very end of the road. She was married to Robert Hurley, an aggressive personal injury lawyer. Saturday, March 28th, 8:35 a.m. It is a dreary, gray day as I look out the window of my hospital room in the Mason-Dixon Medical Center. Hardly the spring weather we all expect. I haven't been good about writing in my journal over the last 6 months, even though doing so has always been a great solace for me. Unfortunately, I have been exhausted at night and much too busy getting the boys and myself ready for school in the morning, but I will make an effort to change. I could use the consolation. I am in the hospital, feeling sorry for myself after a dreadful night. It had started promisingly enough as Bob and I had met Jenny and Harold Lawler for dinner on Sullivan's Island. They all had fish, and in retrospect, I wish I had done the same. Unfortunately, I had chosen the duck, which was prepared on the rare side, and which I would later learn from the emergency room physician, probably had been contaminated. Most likely.